So this sugya is perhaps most important sugya in these avadim, and once you kind of get this sugya, most everything else falls into place. So we'll be spending today and tomorrow, at least, the Mirza Hashem on this sugya. So the Gemara tells us that in the Giron Kesef, which we haven't learned yet much about based on the Mishnah, but Chizkiya tells us that based on the pasuk v'hifta milamich megare pidyona v'yotze, that if the Am Ivya could come up with the money, so she pays for whatever outstanding debt, and she gets to go free. And the Gemara says, Tana kona es asam b'kesef v'shav v'kesef b'shtar, she or he could acquire himself using money, shav kesef, that which has value, and shtar. So Bishma, I understand, kesef d'chsev mikesef miknaso, that's a mefurish pasuk, that you could buy yourself out. Shav kesef nami, yashav l'gulaso, merachmano, l'rabbel shav kesef, special drasha to include shav kesef is kekesef. Elahai shtar hechidam, what's the case of the shtar? Ilema d'kosev le shtara, Adamei hainu kesef. It's to say that I owe you money. It's a shtar value. That's kesef. No different. No chiddush. Ela shichur shtar. It's rather you write some lashon of a get shichur and you go free. Asks Gemara lamali. What do you need that for? Shtar lamali. Leimale bape tre zil. Inami bape bedina zil. Just say in front of two or in front of bezdin. Your mochel. Your mafkir. Amirava zos ameris evet ivri gufo kanoi. The Rav Shemachal Girono Ein Girono Machal. The Gemara is Mechadish to us. Rav is Mechadish to us that there's a concept that an Eved Ivri is the Guf is Kanoi somehow, and therefore, since the Guf is Kanoi, the Rav who's Mochel is not going to be affected. Mechila does not work. So that's the Gemara. So it's very important to understand the Havamina of the Gemara and what's the Maskanah. So what is the Havamina? It seems according to all Rishonim, what's the Havamina? How does Eved Ivri work? Before we know about this concept, Gufo Kanoi, Havamina is Mechila should work. Why should Mechila work? What's the understanding of Eved Ivri? Right, so what's the term used by Rashi? It's a Chov, right? Rashi writes, it's a Chov. Lama li shtar ha ein Gufo Kanoi el a Chov Mamun. It's a Chov Mamun, outstanding debt. And just like a bank could, if they want to, be mochel on my outstanding debt, so too, if it's a chov, mechila works. And that's what Tosri Azakin writes as well, that he says it's like it's a kilova, he's borrowing money, and therefore mechila works. That's all in the havamina. The maskana, mechila doesn't work. Why doesn't mechila work the maskana? So the Ketos quotes the Ma'arik in number one. He says that it's understood, it's important, you so to know just in general, when it comes to choshe mishpat, that mechila does not work by metalton. I can't be mochel on this chair. It doesn't work. Mechila doesn't work. I could give it you as a gift. I could be mafkir. But mechila is only a mechanism that works on an outstanding debt. Something that's not something, there's no substance to it. It's money I owe. There's a shibud, but mechila only works in a shibud. It doesn't work on anything that's physical. It doesn't work on mamashus. So the havamin is mechila works. Because it's Shibur Ba'alma. The Maskana is, as the Ksos explains, Mechila doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because he writes that last line, Lo Shigufo Kanoi, Didami Lemamon Shibbe'en, Dilo Shach Be Mechila. Money that's Be'en, that's in the original state. It was never used. It's the table, it's something physical. Mechila doesn't work on that. So we're going to understand what does it mean, Gufo Kanoi. Again, Havamina was it's a Chov. What changed the maskana? What exactly about the dina mamonis changed? So here we have two basic approaches of how it changed. I'm going to wait for the Ramban the Ritva afterwards. The two basic approaches. The first approach is that forgetting kinyan iser. We're not talking kinyan iser till the second half, but something changed lagabe the mamon, the type of obligation, type of chov that remained. So what's one approach? What did change in terms of the kinyan mamon, the maskana? What did the Shita say? Anyone see what the Shita wrote? The Shita says, take a look at the Shita. That's our Ma'isi Yadayim, exactly. That the Kinyan is on the Ma'isi Yadayim. So it's the Kinyan on the Ma'isi Yadayim. So it says in the Shita, read it together. Number two, Zosomaris Evid Ivri, Kovakani Loi, Hilkach Im Machal, Harava Gurono, Ein Gurono, Machal Achich Tavel Shtar Shichur, Shiknul Bit Atz Mashtar, Vilav Lememra, De Gufan. This is not to say that the Adon owns the Eved, like he owns a house, he owns a table. That's not what it means to say. Devade yesh lo yad la'atzmo. Certainly the Eved Ivri has his hand to acquire things. He could get matanos. Ela, what it means is gufa kanilo le'maisa yadav. Dumya de dekla perosav. I buy kinyan peros. I could make a purchase that you could own a property. Classic case, husband, wife. Nichse mulug. Nichse mulug. Who owns the property of nichse mulug? Anyone know? She brings in a dowry into the relationship, the marriage. She owns it. Who gets the peros? He's it. So he has kinin peros. He has kinin to the, if you will, the maisa yadav, the produce of the property. It's kinin maisa yadav. So dekel peros, if I could buy your fruit of the tree. I don't own the tree, but anything that the tree produces is going to be mine. That's a kinin on the maisa yadav. That's the opinion of the shita. It's a kinin, not a chov anymore, but there's a real kinin he has, not on the body of the Eved Ivri, but there's a real maisa kinin that the adon has on any maisa yadav. That's the shita's understanding. Then he has an interesting suffix about a mashkon. Before we get to the mashkon case, who does hold that the nature of the gufa kanoi is like a mashkon? Sorry? Tozvir Zakin, very good. Tozvir Zakin, look at Tozvir Zakin. He writes, if you look at the second half of Tozvir Zakin, in my edition, probably all the same, it says, Aleha, around 15 lines up, it says, Aleha, the hokinin de Eved Ivri, Kimashkon havi ubiloshtar eno klum. V'hochanami amrina lekamon gavi ame ivriya hi gufo mashkon havia v'chikosev loshtar havile kimachzer le'aha mashkon. There's a mashkon here. What's going on? So how do you understand this? So what changed from the havamini to the maskana? According to the shita, there was a huge change. Initially, there was a debt that was owned. Now it's nothing to do with the debt at all. It's now, there's a kinyan that he has on me. He owns my maisa yadav. According to the Tozvir Zakin, there wasn't much of a change. It's a chov in the havamina, and there's still a chov, except it's a stronger chov in that there's a mashkon. There's a mashkon, there's a collateral which makes something more concrete. Something that is more liability, it's a stronger type of chov. So it says Tozvir Zakin, it was a chov in the havamina, it's a chov now, but since it's a chov that has a mashkon attached to it, Mechila will be ineffective. You need to write a shtar. But the Shita Lo No De Lami writes that no, it's not a chof. It's not a mashkon. It's a kinyan on the Maisa Yadav of the Eved Ivri. And that's very clear from the Shita, because then he goes on to say that this is different than a mashkon because he's a suffik. He's a suffik whether Mechila works by a mashkon. Mechila does work by a Dekel Perosov. Or rather, it does not work by a Dekel Perosov. A Mechila works by a chof. Mechila does not work by Dekel Perosov, but he's not sure whether Mechila will be affected by a mashkon. And yes, this is very interesting. Lamdash Safek here, he says, Im yachal achzerbo, ki bi choser, kokama de tafese mashkon. Do we say the gufa mashkon is like kani lima osav? Or maybe it's only a ravon shem osav, it's a backup, but it doesn't really strengthen, doesn't really solidify the chov. So clearly, according to the Tozvir Zakein, the mashkon solidifies the mamon. It becomes like chov, that's money that's be'en, like the so says, and mechila doesn't work on that which is be'en. And the shita is unsure how to categorize a mashkon. Everyone with me so far? Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, there are two types of mashkons. The Gemara Bava Metzia talks about a mashkon that's given b'shas halva versus a mashkon that's given at a later date. If I owed money, if I didn't give a mashkon at the time of halva, later on they want to get extra security, so I'm willing to give a mashkon, there's a difference of how that mashkon works. No, he says that, where's that line he says here? He says, 1 second here. It's above where we are. So in terms of a mechila that doesn't require a kinyan, it's a different point. They point out that we're not going to discuss. That line you're talking about? Right. Only when it's if it's shash hava, for some reason it's not a stronger kinyan. But if it came at a later date, the mashkon came after the halva, so then that solidifies the malva to be strong, and that's when we say kinyan eved is kinyan guf k'mashkon damin. But if the mashkon was given b'shas halva, that does not give as much strength to the chov. I forgot the svar, I forgot the Gemara see it talks about it, but I forget the svar why.
What about that stage in between, before he gives that?
Yeah. Before he gives it, there's no mashkon, there's nothing to talk about. It's a regular chov, and he can be mochel. The moment he gives the mashkon, that now solidifies the mashkon, it's ketafos b'yadav, and the mechila won't be effective anymore. Okay, good. So that's the Machlokas Shita versus Tosav Yerzakin. And that's also the opinion of the Ritva Nivamos as well. The Gemara Nivamos, the Ritva there, number three, he's talking about a different Indian, about a guy acquiring another guy. But at the end of this conversation, he says, last two lines, V'yei Shlomar, Dehasam Hachi Kamar, Shegufo Kanoilo, Le'inyan Mashkon, Uki'ilu, Himalvash Yeshla Mashkon, Dechishakel Mashkonolos, Mishkona, Minei Shalokadin Havilek Higazah. Fine. But he says there, he compares the Eved Ivri, the Gufa Kanoi, to that of a Chov Shiyeshbo Mashkon. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's very good. It's a very good point, because this is going to be very helpful as we learn other sugyas of Giron Kesef in particular. Do we view the Eved Ivri as paying off his debt? Or no, there's a certain kinyan Maisa Yadav that he has, and doesn't necessarily correlate. It does start from a chov, but now it's transferred into a new kinyan, which does not directly go back to the chov. Excellent, very good. Okay, now, there's the Rashi here, which I want to hold off the Rashi till tomorrow when we see Reb Chaim, because Rashi might connect to Reb Chaim, but there's also a Rashi later on Daf Yutes, and Mirtz Hashem we'll get to tomorrow. Just we'll hold off, remind me if I don't get to it, but we should get to the Rashi's tomorrow. Now, that's all one school of thought, that the Kinyan Gufa Kanoi relates to the Kinyan Mamon, that somehow it's a stronger Kinyan Mamon. Either it's a Chov Sheish Mashkon, or it's a Kinyan Maisi Yadav. That's in one world. Now, there's a whole other camp. What's the other camp? Where do they hold the definition of Gufa Kanoi? Kinyan Isser, there's a Kinyan Isser. It sounds like the klapei the kinyan mamon, that hasn't changed. The kinyan mamon remains. There's a chov before, and there's a chov afterwards. What gufa kanoi is not changing the thought of the kinyan mamon. There's adding a new layer. There's two kinyanim. There's a kinyan iser. The kinyan mamon, now there's a kinyan iser, and since you have to deal with the kinyan iser, that makes everything much more complicated. And that's why mechila doesn't work. Mechila is a dinyan mamon is halacha. Mechila is a halacha in choshe mishpat. You can't be moch on your wife to let her go free. That doesn't work. You need a get shichur. You need for her a get. In this case, you need a get shichur to address that. But the guy with the kinyan mamon, that would work, because that's still chov, but you have to address the kinyan iser. That's what the other rishon hold. Yeah. Exactly. The hamin was there's no kinyan iser. It's just a chov. Mechila works. Kamash malan, there's also a kinyan iser. Now, the question becomes, when we have the half of the maskana, there's two kinyanim, can the mechila actually help the kinyan mamon element, or are the two attached? We'll get to that in just a moment. But the maskana, there are two kinyanim, kinyan mamon and kinyan iser. Now, just as a hara, I'm not sure what to make of this just yet. Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, it's an excellent question. Very good. The heter, excellent question. The heter of Shifcha Kananis. So everyone agrees it's a Pasha Din that Eved Ivri is allowed to marry. So we're going to hold off on that point. We'll get to it in just a second. Can I just ask whoever's in the back if you guys be a little quieter? Sorry. You mind? I don't want to embarrass them. Someone just didn't hear me. Thank you, AJ. Appreciate it. Okay. So we have now this new school of thought about this kinyan iser element, that addressing the kinyan iser. So now, just one hara, I'm not sure what to do with this, but just keep it in mind. There seems to be a machlokas, but did you see the difference between the Ritva and the Ramban, how they define kinyan iser? Right, so Ari said kinyan iser was a gabe heter shifcha kananis, that Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a shifcha kananis. What other elements might there be related to kinyan iser? Anyone? It was a small line in the Ramban. Ramban wrote that kinyan iser relates to not only the din of the Bas Yisrael, but also to patra mimiktas mitzvos as well. That element of keeping mitzvahs, that's also in the world of kinyan iser. According to Ramban, Now, the very fact that the Ritva doesn't mention that, I don't know if that he argues or he just didn't mention it, but just putting it out there as that maybe there's some debate regarding how to or what falls under the category of Kinyan Isser. So now we have a Kinyan Isser and Kinyan Mamon. So now, this piece, we have a few nafkuminas between the Kinyan Isser and Kinyan Mamon. So again, the Ramban and Ritva both hold there's a Kinyan Isser, and the Shita holds, and the Tosef Rizakin says there's no Kinyan Isser, just a Kinyan Mamon. So one nafkumina is as follows. You see that Shita discussed the nusach of the shtar. What the nusach of the shtar that one writes to the Eved Ivri? What are the two opinions in the Shita? What was the other one? Exactly, Harib Ben Yechon. So seemingly, these two nuschaos depend on whether or not there's a Kinyan Isser or Kinyan Mamon. Seemingly, if it's just Kinyan Mamon, Hariyat Ben Choron is a very strange language to use to someone who's a Kinyan Mamon. I'm letting my Chov Shemashkin go free. I'm letting my Maitzi Yadav of Ben Choron. Ben Choron wouldn't be effective in the world of Kinyan Mamon. So the Rambam who says the Lashon that he quotes of Hariyat Ben Choron seemingly assumes that there's a Kinyan Isser. Now, I don't know if it's a Tshuba because you look at the Rambam, it doesn't sound like there's a Kinyan Isser, but just without connecting the Rambam with Shita, so that would seemingly be what he's referring to. And according to the Ravid, who holds a Hareya Knuya Latzmacha, sounds like it's not related to Kinyan Isser, rather it's related to just a strong Kinyan Mamon of some sort. So that's one Nafkamina. The next Nafkamina will go to Arya's point about Shifcha Kananis. The Kinyan Isser, according to the Rishonim, hold that there's Kinyan Isser, it allows the Eved Ivri to marry a Shifcha Kananis. Now, in that world, before we get to your particular question, so the Rashba has the following point. If you look at number 6, I don't know if you got there yet, the Gemara in Yudalman Beis, which we'll see, I guess, Thursday, goes through the differences between Machur Bezdin and Morcha Atzma. All the halachas that you know about Hanaka and Shefcha Kananis and Nirta, all those that you know about, Eved Ivri, whatever you know about, that definitely applies to Machur Bezdin. Pasuk says, the debate is, does it also apply to Mochar Atzma? And the Gemara we're going to learn in a couple of days, whether or not you learn the Gzer Shavah Sacher Sacher, to take all the halachas of Machur Bezdin, apply to Mochar Atzma. Just to make sure everyone's on the same page, Machur Bezdin is, if a person steals, doesn't have the money, so Bezdin sells him, and then he's sold as a slave until he pays back his debt. Mochar Atzma is a guy who just has no money and decides to sell himself. So Machur Bezdin is all the halachas, and there's a debate in the Brisa whether all the same halachas also apply to Mochar Atzma. So that we'll see again in a couple of days. But there is an opinion that Mochar Atzma does not have the heter of Shifcha Kananis. Fine. So if you look at the Rashba now, the number 6, the last two lines or three lines of the Rashba, he says as follows. L'divrei Rabbeinu Mochar Atzma she'ein rabo moser lo Shifcha Kananis. According to that man, Damar, that you're not allowed to give a Shifcha Kananis to a Mochar Atzma, Ein sarach shtar shichver el b'mechilas gerono sagila. You don't need to get shichver for mocher atzmo because it's all taloi on the heter shifcha kananis. That's the din. That's what comes out from this. So that's what the Rashba holds. If you take this logic through, that the kinyan isser is the definition of gufo kanoi, only where there's kinyan isser, but by mocher atzmo there's no kinyan isser because they can't marry a shifcha kananis, therefore there's no need for get shichver mechila woodwork by a mocher atzma. That's a big chiddush of the Rashi based on this idea. Yes, no. Yeah, the. Yeah. No, because the kinyan mamon, we said before, according to the Rishonim who hold that the guf of kanan is defined by this new kinyan called kinyan iser, nothing changed about the kinyan mamon. The kinyan mamon in the havamina, all there was a chov. Now, for the Rishonim, what changed, the maskana is, it's still a chov, the kinyan mamon. But now we're adding in a kinyan isser, a whole other element. But we didn't change the definition of kinyan mamon in this world. And therefore, once you've now neutralized kinyan isser because mocha atma can't marry, shifcha kananis, all you have is a chov, and a chov mechila works. That's what the Rashba holds. Now, the Ritva argues on this, and I put it here in number 7. You have to read it now, but it's really a sugya on Yudalim Beis, but it's a very important shita. He argues and says, when the Gemara holds that a mocha atma may not marry Shifcha Kananis, it doesn't mean he may not marry. It's not an Isser to marry Shifcha. It means is you can't force him. If you look at that last two lines of the Ritva, number 7, he says, Aval li olam hu hadin shamochar atzma mutter b'Shifcha Kananis. Ah, didn't the Gemara in Yudam Rebez, which you didn't see yet, say that there's a difference between Shifcha Kananis of Machur Bezdin versus Mochan Asmo? Yes, there's a difference. Legabe She'en Rabo Kofa Bekach. You can't force him. So Machur Bezdin, everybody agrees an Adon could force that Machur Bezdin, Eved Ivri, to be the Shifcha Kananis and have Velados. Legabe Mochan Asmo, there's a Machlokas Rajva Ritva, whether or not it's Mutter. You can't force everyone, because you can't force a Mochan Asmo to have a Shifcha Kananis, but whether it's Mutter to have a Shifcha Kananis, or it's Aser. So the Rashba holds it's Aser, the Ritva holds it's Mutter. So that's a very big nafkamina in terms of Mutter Aser, but it's another nafkamina whether you need to get Shichar as well for the Mochan Asmo. The Ritva holds, although there's no Iser, rather you can't force the Mochan Asmo to be with a Shifcha Kananis, but since it's Mutter, that indicates it's a Kinan Iser by the Mochan Asmo, and therefore get Shichar is necessary according to the Ritva. The Rashba who holds a Mochan Asmo may not be with a Shifcha Kananis. Mimela, there's no Kinyan Iser, and therefore no need for Get Shichur. Mechila is sufficient. We haven't got to Ari's question just yet, though. Everyone here on that? Fine. That's all in the world of Kinyan Iser. Now let's go back to Ari's question. He said, wait a second. This whole discussion makes a lot of sense if you hold this a Kinyan Iser. But we just saw earlier the Tosvir Zaken and the Shita, and Rashi, as we'll see tomorrow, hold that there's no Kinyan Iser at all by Eved Ivri. By an Eved Kanani, just know there is a Kinyan Iser. By Eved Kanani, that's agreed upon. It's clear. But by Eved Ivri, these Yerushalmi hold there is no Kinyan Iser. So there's no Kinyan Iser. So what's the heter of Shifcha Kananis? Everybody agrees, Machur Bezdin, and Eved Ivri Machur Bezdin can be with the Shifcha Kananis. Can be forced by the Adon. But there's no Kinyan Iser. So where's the heter? So we'll have to wait to appreciate this more. But just for now, if you look at number 8 in Tosfos, Yivamos, Daf Ayin Mabez, the Tosos writes here, Alma Lokani Le Rabia, Hadam and Parakam, the Kedushin, Dafta Zayin, Arsugya here, David Ivri, Gufo Kanoi, Hainu Linin, Shitzarach, Get Shichur, Vain Yotibami Rama, about Linion Mitzis Lo, Vaha, Dishari Beshivcha Kananis, Hainu Mishum Shitzarach, Shi Avod Es Rabo, Bain Bayom, Bain Balila. The Hetef Shivcha Kananis is not a din in Kinin Iser. It's a din in the avdus. The avdus that the Rav, the Adon, has over him, part of his servitude, is producing vlados with the Shifcha Kananis. But not because it's a kinyan iser. Now you have to address, well, there's still an iser, he's still a yid, and there's still an iser, that's not for now, but it doesn't come from a kinyan iser, it comes somehow the shibud that the Adon has over the Eved Ivri, allows him to be with the Shifcha Kananis, but not because of a Kinyan Iser, because of the strong Sheba, the strong Kinyan that the Rav has over him. Right? Good? Again, how it still works, you have to figure out, well, isn't there still an Iser? So we have to wait on that piece, but that's what the Tosos in Yivamos explains. Okay, so I think we're good right now. We'll do one more, you know, a lot of information. We'll do one more piece here. Let's go through now the Ritva in number 4. Go back for a second. So again, we have, just to recap, Gufa Kana either means there's a strong kinin mamon, a chov with a mashkon, or means a kinin maisi adav, and that mechila doesn't work. Or this other camp, that there's a kinin iser, in which case you need the get shichur for the kinin iser. And we said nafkamina would be the nusach of the shtar, nafkamina about perhaps the heter shifcha kananis. Fine. So now in the Ritva, there's a fascinating piece he has here. He says, firstly, that we addressed before, that if you hold as a kinyan mamon, kinyan iser, the mechila will work for the kinyan mamon, but it won't work for the kinyan iser. So now look at the Ritva, the second half, miha, mihu. He makes a chilek between hefker and mechila. Does anyone see what the difference was between mechila and hefker? It's a very, very important fundamental distinction between these two. How do you distinguish between Mechila and Hefker? So he writes, Hasam Bevid Kanani Hefker Hu De Mahani Lei Lehotzi L'Cheris Miyah, that by Hefker, one can mafker the Evid Kanani, and it works. The Chavin De Afkere, Silik Yodo V'Rushuso Mimenu V'yesh Lo Yad L'Zuchus Ba'atma Ma'is Yodo. The way Hefker works, it's a Silik. It's a Silik. He removes, he relinquishes his ownership. Evid Kanani Mimela goes free. Aval mechila lo mahanile, has mechila work. Afila hotzi lecheris de mechila kimatonahu. It's a gift. It's giving. Ukshem shein lo yad lezuchus b'matonah miyad rabba. Just like an Eved Kanani, he cannot acquire gifts. He can't acquire his mechila. So a very fundamental distinction between the way, at least the Ritva's understanding is, there's a lot more discussed in the Ksos and whatnot, how whether Hefker works as a siluk, or maybe Hefker really is a matan of some sort, but the Ritva very importantly makes a distinction that he thinks Hefker is a siluk, mechila is a matan. That's all with respect to Eved Kanani. About Eved Ivri, says the Ritva, Shemekabel matan miyad rabbi. He can receive matanas. V'yeshal yad zoch b'nami ma'asi yad v'ayde mechila. So mechila will work if the Eved, rather if the other were to be mochel, so it would work. He can be kone himself as ma'asi yadav. Ulishmul d'amr hausam b'masechet gittin shemafkir Eved Kanani yatz l'cheiz v'intara get shichra. This is opinion that by an Eved Kanani, that if the other is mafkir him, you don't need to get shichra. Mafkir is strong enough to release him completely. Hu adin v'adai damar hachib Eved Ivri. So too, one who's mafkir Eved Ivri would work as well. Why? Because hefkir is adif mimechila. Our Gemara is talking about what case is our Gemara and Tezayin talking about? Which case? Hefker Mechila. Anyone know? Mechila. Our Gemara is referring to Mechila. Mechila does not work by Gufa Kana. You need to get Shechar. Abu, what about Hefker? Says Ritva, Hefker actually does work. Hefker is stronger than Mechila, says. The Hefker, who inin silik reshus of his achus lagamre. It's the other than saying, I'm completely relinquishing my rights. I'm not giving him over. I'm relinquishing my rights completely. And when he relinquishes the rights, paka be'afilu kinin iser shezochabo ha'eved ba'atzma lagamri. Once he relinquishes the right, he's ownerless now. And mimela, the eved ivri acquires himself. Avab mechila shimatana lo shayach ela b'kinin ma'ase yadav. The word, the very important, there's 2 points here. One is the mechanics of mechila versus hefker. The other thing is, what arenas does Mechila and Hefker work on? Mechila is only a lashon that's used in Dini Mamnas. You can't be mochel in a Kinan Isser. You can't be mochel in Eved Kanani. It doesn't work. Mechila is only Dini Mamnas. That's 1 point. And Mechila works as a Matana also. Hefker works as a Siluk. And Hefker also works outside the arena of Dini Mamnas as well. It works even by Kinan Isser. There's a big chiddush, by the way. You see a few tosasim. One we actually saw this past year, there's a tosim ksubas in the beginning of Ilan Arus, which talked about hefker based in hefker, legabe dine iser of an eved. It's one of the first tosim, the first amud in Ilan Arus. The Marsha says, he doesn't really mean hefker, because hefker based in hefker doesn't work by dine iser. But that's not so true. You have a ritva here in Kedushin that says hefker even works by dine iser. You see it comes up every so often, and oftentimes I heard him ask a question, but Hefker doesn't work by Din Isser. The proof is, the Ritva says it does. Hefker can work by Kinan Isser. So it comes out from this Ritva, very importantly, is that, again, the distinction between Mechila and Hefker, both in how they work and which arenas they affect. And therefore, although Mechila doesn't work by an Eved Ivri, because it can only address the Din Imamam, but can't address Kinan Isser, Hefker would actually work, because Hefker can even address the Kinan Isser element as well. Okay, that's a lot of information, guys. I guess we'll stop here. Mirat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow there's going to be, it's a long, I would recommend just chazing what we did today, and tomorrow there's just a long Minchas Chinuch and Or Sameach, and an important Reb Chaim to do. Okay.